Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. You know what we're doing here?
Absolutely. Diving deep into the numbers. For this one, we are looking at Home Depot.
Home Depot, yeah, their latest earnings report.
That's right. We've got the earnings call transcript. And of course, we always go to the source documents. So we got the 10Q as well.
A lot to unpack here. But
yeah.
I think this is a good one to kind of get a feel for the economy, the housing market, you know.
Absolutely.
All that stuff.
Yeah, all those big macro trends that we've been talking about kind of play out in Home Depot's business.
So where do we even begin with all this? I guess we got to start with some numbers, right?
Yeah, you got to start with the top line, right? What's the headline number?
And
I mean, it's pretty impressive. Revenue hit $40.2 billion for the quarter. That's up 6.6% year over year.
Okay, so growing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's going to be more to that story, right?
There is. If you look a little bit deeper, comparable sales, which, you know, measures sales at existing stores, actually dipped a bit.
Okay.
1.3% down.
So the growth is coming from somewhere else. Then that's not coming from just people going to the same Home Depot and buy more stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if you look at the 10Q, they specifically talk about macroeconomic uncertainty. They mention high interest rates.
Okay. So people are just maybe not doing those big projects, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably thinking twice about that big kitchen remodel when, you know, interest rates are eating into their budget.
Well, but we also had some major hurricanes, right, this quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Helene and Milton, didn't those typically boost sales for a company like Home Depot?
You know, they do. And Home Depot mentions that in their earnings call, they said hurricane-related sales were about $200 million this quarter.
Okay, so a little bit of a bump.
Yeah.
But is that enough to like offset, you know, the economic factors you were talking about?
Well, so that $200 million translates to about a 0.55% bump to comparable sales.
Okay.
So it helps. It offsets a little bit of that pressure,
right.
But it's not, you know, it's not a game changer.
Got it. So we know they got a boost from hurricanes.
Yeah.
What were people buying, though? I mean, what were those big, you know, bump in sales categories?
Yeah, the usual suspects, you know, generators were flying off the shelves. People were stocking up on cleanup supplies, probably lumber as well for repairs, you know.
So we've got a mixed bag here, right? We've got revenue growth.
Yeah.
But it's from somewhere else. We've got the dip in those comparable sales and we've got, you know, the hurricane boost. But I want to talk about the pros.
Yeah.
Because we've been hearing a lot about how Home Depot is really trying to attract more contractors. Did that actually work this quarter?
It looks like it did. The numbers suggest that pro sales actually outpaced DIY sales during Q3.
Interesting. Okay. So maybe those DIYers are holding back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but the pros is still out there working.
Yeah. And, you know, pros, they handle a mix of projects, right? Some of it's like essential stuff, repairs, upgrades, things you got to do.
Right.
And then there's the ongoing, you know, commercial projects or higher end residential construction.
And those are less likely to be impacted by just like what's happening in the economy at the moment.
Exactly.
I mean, it's interesting to think about Home Depot, not just as like, you know, the big box store we go to, but as a part of like the supply chain.
Yeah.
Fueling materials.
Oh, absolutely. They're a critical player in that whole ecosystem.
Which brings us to their acquisition, right?
Yeah.
Of SRS Distribution. This was a huge deal.
Massive. $17.7 billion acquisition.
Wow.
All cash.
So they're serious.
They are serious. And the strategy is pretty clear. You know, Home Depot wants to expand their reach into the professional market even more.
Good.
Especially in like those specialty trades.
Yeah.
Roofing, landscaping, pool installation, you know, areas where they haven't been as strong traditionally.
So SRS is getting them into those like really niche pro markets.
Yeah.
But what about their existing pro strategy? Like what are they doing this quarter to, you know, get those contractor dollars?
Well, they're making some interesting moves. They've got this new role. They created the Pro Customer Experience Manager.
Okay, so someone specifically focused on...
dedicated to improving the in-store experience for pros.
That makes sense.
Okay, what else?
And they're seeing good results from pros who are part of their pro ecosystem.
Which is...
that's their, you know, their loyalty program, essentially.
Well, yeah.
It gives them dedicated sales support, bulk discounts, even project management tools.
Wow, so it's really a full suite of services.
It is.
Anything else stand out?
Yeah, this is a big one. They're planning to roll out full bill upon delivery capabilities.
Okay, wait, hold on. So that means...
by the end of 2025.
So pros don't have to pay up front.
Exactly.
For big projects.
It's huge for them.
That is a game changer.
Huge for their cash flow.
Yeah.
Could allow them to take on bigger jobs.
Wow, okay, so they're really going all in on the pros.
Yeah.
But with everything happening in the economy... can they afford this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good question. I mean, how are they positioned financially? Are they going to be able to weather any potential storms?
Right.
Well, the reports show they're actually in a pretty solid position.
Okay.
First 9 months of fiscal 2024, they generated $15.1 billion in cash flow from operations.
Oh. Okay. That's a lot of cash.
It's a good chunk of change.
But they did take on a lot of debt for that SRS deal, right?
They did, yeah.
So how are they handling that?
They're committed to using excess cash to pay down that debt before they resume share repurchases.
Okay, so they're being fiscally responsible.
They are. They're focused on stability even while they're investing in growth.
Okay, good to hear. But they're not immune to, you know, the economic headwinds, right?
No, unfortunately not.
So what are some of those challenges that they're facing?
The 10Q talks about the macroeconomic uncertainties we mentioned.
Right.
Those high interest rates are having a real impact on home improvement demand,
yep,
especially for those larger discretionary projects.
So what's their outlook for the rest of the year? I mean, did they give us any updated guidance?
They did. They adjusted it to account for the SRS acquisition and the impact of the hurricane sales.
Yeah, okay.
They're projecting total sales growth of about 4% now.
Right.
But that includes SRS.
Right.
For comparable sales, they're forecasting a decline of 2.5% for the full year.
Okay, so even with all those other things going on, it sounds like they're acknowledging that the core business might actually shrink a little bit.
Yeah, it's a complex picture, but it's fascinating to see how they're adapting their strategy,
yeah,
to navigate all these different factors.
So we've got a lot going on here, but what I really want to know is, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah. With everything we've talked about Home Depot and their focus on the pros and all the things happening in the economy, can they actually pull this off? Can they still be the market leader?
Yeah. Can they navigate this climate and maintain that dominance?
It's a tough question.
It is.
But I think we've given everyone a lot to think about and a lot of information to form their own opinion.
Absolutely.
So we're going to leave everyone with that for now. But when we come back, we need to unpack another really important aspect of Home Depot's performance, and that is their technology investments. So stick around.
Yeah, it is a tough question. And it really gets at the heart of, like, their long-term strategy, you know?
Right.
The pro market is interesting because it tends to be more resilient during economic downturns.
Yeah.
You know, people might put off a bathroom remodel.
Right.
But if the roof is leaking, they're calling a pro no matter what.
Makes sense, yeah.
So that stability could be a good thing for Home Depot.
So by focusing on the pros, they might be creating like a more stable revenue stream.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but we got to talk about technology.
Oh, yeah.
Because the 10Q mentioned some of their tech investments. And
yeah,
it seems like every retailer these days is talking about AI,
yeah,
personalization, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So how's Home Depot using tech to improve the customer experience?
Well, they're doing some cool things. They mentioned in the transcript, enhanced product review summaries powered by AI.
Okay, what does that even mean?
So basically, they're using AI to go through all those thousands of customer reviews.
Right.
And pull out the most helpful insights.
So you don't have to read like a million reviews.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it way easier for shoppers to find the info they need.
I mean, that would be super helpful.
Especially when you're trying to decide between, you know, five different drills.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Which one's actually the best one.
So what else are they doing on the tech front?
They also talked about making their search results more relevant and personalized.
Okay.
So probably using AI there too to understand customer preferences, tailor the shopping experience.
So it's like, you know, if I'm always searching for, you know, power tools, I'm going to see more power tools.
Exactly. It's all about making it more seamless and intuitive, whether you're online or in the store.
Okay, that all sounds really cutting edge, but do we know if this is actually working? Like, is it translating to more sales or more engagement?
It's hard to say for sure just based on these reports.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're highlighting these initiatives suggests they see them as like key to their success.
Makes sense. So it's something to watch in future reports.
Exactly. Look for any data they give us on how these tech initiatives are actually impacting the bottom line.
Okay, good point. All right, let's go back to something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
The competition. You know, Home Depot isn't the only one trying to get those pro customers.
Right.
So what does that landscape look like? Are they facing threats from other big box stores, smaller companies online, you know?
It's a multifaceted challenge.
Okay.
Lowe's obviously is their main competitor, and they're making similar moves, you know, investing in loyalty programs.
That's right.
Expanding delivery options. They're even acquiring specialty distributors, just like Home Depot.
So it's like a battle of the giants.
It's a head-to-head fight for the pro's wallet.
Right. But are there other players involved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You've got those smaller, more specialized suppliers that cater to specific trades.
Okay.
They often have like really deep relationships with local contractors.
Right. It's not just about price. It's about the relationships.
Exactly. It's about understanding their unique needs and building those connections.
Got it. Okay, so what about online? Are there any online threats?
Yeah, you know, you've got the online marketplaces and platforms that connect pros directly with suppliers.
Cutting out the middleman.
Exactly.
Wow, so they're getting squeezed from all sides.
Yeah.
It sounds like Home Depot needs to be like really firing on all cylinders here.
There's no doubt about it. They need to offer competitive pricing, a huge product selection.
Right.
But they also need to find ways to replicate that personalized service.
That those smaller companies can do.
Exactly. And of course, keep investing in technology to create that unmatched shopping experience.
So it's a lot to manage.
It is.
There are a lot of moving pieces here.
A complex and evolving landscape for sure.
So with all that said, what does this all mean for our listeners?
Right. Like, what are your key takeaways?
What stands out as the most important insights?
I think what's really interesting here is that even with the economic headwinds, you know, consumer demand softening at Home Depot is showing resilience.
Yeah. They're not giving up.
No, they're adapted. They're focusing on the pro market, which we talked about, is historically more stable.
Right.
They're making strategic acquisitions to expand their reach. Mm-hmm. And they're embracing technology,
right,
investing in AI personalization to create a better customer experience.
So even a company as big and successful as Home Depot, they still have to adapt.
They have to innovate to stay ahead.
Absolutely. So to wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave everyone with a thought-provoking question.
Yeah, with all these moving parts, all these challenges and opportunities, do you think Home Depot can sustain their growth over the long term?
Are there factors on the horizon that could, you know, derail their success?
That's the question.
We've given you the information, the tools, the insights. You know, start forming your own informed opinion.
Connect the dots to your own knowledge and experiences.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those deep dives going.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about how they're trying to, you know, capture that local touch that those smaller competitors have.
Yeah.
While also being, you know, this massive company.
Right.
It's like they're trying to be everything to everyone.
It's a tough balance.
It is. And it makes me wonder about their internal culture, you know?
Yeah.
Did these reports give us any insights into, like, what it's like to work at Home Depot? You know, what are they doing to attract and keep good employees, especially now when everyone's, you know, fighting for talent?
It's a good question. And the reports don't like dive deep into HR stuff.
Yeah.
But there were some interesting nuggets in the earnings call transcript.
Okay, like what?
Well, Ted Decker, the CEO, you know, he took time to acknowledge the recent passing of Bernie Marcus.
One of the co-founders, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he specifically talked about Bernie's values and the company's commitment to their associates, their customers and communities.
Okay, so they're thinking about the people who built the company.
Yeah, it was a nice touch.
Yeah, and later on, Anne Marie Campbell, the EVP of U.S. stores, you know, she praised the teams for their response to the hurricanes.
Right, they had to deal with a lot.
Yeah, she specifically called out the culture and the exceptionalism of their associates.
So they're clearly proud of their employees and how hard they work.
They are.
But, you know, actions speak louder than words, right?
Of course.
Are they actually doing anything to make Home Depot a good place to work?
Well, the reports don't get into specifics about pay or benefits or anything.
Right.
But that emphasis on appreciating your associates, it sends a strong message.
Yeah.
You know, especially in today's job market, feeling valued is a big deal.
For sure.
It can be a reason for people to stay with a company.
It makes you wonder if they're doing other things behind the scenes,
yeah,
you know, to create that positive environment.
Yeah.
Maybe investing in training programs or, you know, creating opportunities for people to move up.
Right. All important factors.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get more insights into that in future reports or announcements. But even these little hints, you know, suggest that they understand how important it is to invest in their workforce.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I think on that note, it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
We've explored Home Depot's financials.
Mm-hmm.
Their strategy, the competition,
the tech,
their culture. It's been a fascinating look at the world of home improvement retail.
It really has.
And remember, this is just the beginning of your exploration.
That's right.
So we encourage you to keep digging into these reports, connect the dots to what's happening in the industry.
And draw your own conclusions.
Exactly. Actually. Keep asking those insightful questions and never stop learning.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
We'll see you next time. Ready to uncover more hidden stories behind the numbers.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.